This is your brain on humans taking up all the bandwidth. The other day I saw someone commenting that industrial agriculture is remarkably destructive of the natural world, but that it didn't matter because we need industrial agriculture. And that is an incredibly common, if often unstated, premise on which this culture is run. At this point, anybody who's paying any attention whatsoever recognizes that this culture is destroying the planet. But it doesn't matter because we are on this train and the train can't be stopped and the train is more important than physical reality. And let's jump to another comment I saw someone make the other day. I was commenting something about how dams kill salmon, and somebody said, well, it doesn't really matter because we need electricity. And I asked, in your worldview, does anyone besides humans merit any consideration whatsoever? And he responded, no, that non-humans only have consideration insofar as we can make use of them. And I got pretty disgusted. But honestly, if I'm going to get disgusted at him, I have to get disgusted at the whole culture, because he was merely presenting an attitude that is pervasive in this culture, which is that there is only room, there's only enough bandwidth for humans. And of course, the irony of that is that believing that only humans are worthy of consideration is an attitude that will lead inevitably to the extinction of humans, as well as everyone else. To my dying day, I will not understand why people can't understand that a way of life that harms the planet that is the source of all life is not sustainable. I will go to my dying day not understanding that.